I don't know much about the law, courts, trials, I should add, thankfully, here. But what I have learned from television, which might as well be an accredited U.S. News and World Report celebrated law school at this point, is that your closing statement is your most important. I mean, explanation of the law, statements from witnesses, evidence, they're important too, but the closing statement, that's what brings it all together. In our first reading, we have something of St. Paul's opening statement, his first preaching since being sent with Barnabas for ministry yesterday. While this is his first sermon, while he's speaking to a gathering of Jews on the Sabbath and would become known as the apostle to the Gentiles, Paul actually offers opening and closing remarks today. He starts in many ways in the same place that he ends. Jesus Christ is the height of creation. All points to him. All makes sense tied to him. That's what he says here in Antioch. That's what he'll write years later from a Roman prison cell. Jesus Christ is the height, the center, the meaning of creation. His passion, death, and resurrection save and get us moving in response. Any closing remarks convict because they're the same words from the beginning. We have road to travel yet ourselves. How can Jesus Christ more this day be our first and last words? How is he the height, the center, the meaning? Like Paul, we can start working on our closing statements today.